Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Everybody said out loud, I'm a doer. I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the Word of God. Luke 17, the 11th verse, the healing of the 10 lepers. And it came to pass, as he, Jesus, went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. How many believe it happened just that way? This is not a fairy tale. This is a historical account. These men lived. This happened. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said to him, Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. Hallelujah. Don't you like that phrase? Your faith has made you whole. Have we heard that phrase before in our study? Let me just remind you a little bit. We heard Jesus say to the centurion concerning his servant, Go your way, and as you have believed, so be it done to you. We heard him tell the woman with the issue of blood, Your faith has made you whole. Amen? Sounds familiar, doesn't it? We heard him tell the 2 blind men, according to your faith, be it unto you. We heard him tell the Syrophoenician woman, O woman, great is your faith. Be it unto you, even as you will. We heard him tell the man with the lunatic son, all things are possible to him that believes. And the man said, I believe. Help my unbelief. Is faith a factor? And then we hear again, your faith, right here, the one that returned, your faith has made you whole. Now, of all the things that many theologians would have had Jesus to say, he didn't say. According to their theories and doctrines, they'd have him say, God in his sovereignty has seen fit to heal you. Or, because he is the Son of God, you've been healed. Or according to his power as the Son of God, you've been healed. But Jesus didn't say those things. Right? What did he say? Where did he put the emphasis? On their faith. And he didn't just do it once, he did it again. And again, and again, telling them, according to your faith, as you've believed. Your faith did it. Who said this? Jesus said it. So, for people to be shy about that phrase and say, well, you know, God healed them. Well, Jesus said their faith did it. Yeah. Well, I know, but let's don't say that. Jesus said that. Let's say it. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Their faith healed them. Amen. See, people don't even like to hear that. They think, God healed them. Are you going to argue with Jesus? Do you've got a better way of saying it? Well, people think they do. Well, yeah, he said that, but, you know, let's be humble. More humble than Jesus? You see, hundreds of years, centuries of error teaching have left us crippled in the faith realm. Men making excuses for why things don't happen. Putting all the responsibility on God. Well, it's just all up to Him. Well, that's not what He said. He said it's according to our faith. Can you feel what I'm talking about? You even talk about it and you feel, well, let's don't put too much emphasis. Well, let's put the same emphasis on it Jesus put on it. Amen. How many think that would be right? Let's don't put less emphasis. Let's don't put more than He put on it, but let's don't put less either. Let's don't add to. Let's don't take away from. I read you, not theories and opinions, I read you phrase after phrase after phrase from the Scripture where Jesus put the emphasis. He looked at people. He said, if you can believe, it can happen. Amen? According as you believed. Your faith did it. Your faith did it. Your faith made you whole. Can we still have faith today? Well, if their faith made them whole, why couldn't our faith make us whole? Our faith in God. Our faith in God as our healer. Said out loud, their faith made them whole. Now say this, my faith will make me whole. You believe that? The woman with the issue of blood, if her faith would make her whole, if this leper's faith would make him whole, my faith would make me whole. God's no respecter of persons. He hasn't changed. His will hasn't changed. Faith hasn't changed. People have changed. People have substituted the traditions of men for the Word of God. And popular explanations and beliefs that are not Scripture. If Jesus said it's according to your faith, then it's according to your faith. Amen? So let's get to working on our faith. You don't have to work on God's part. He knows how to do His part. Right? And He's faithful to do His part. But you understand why I say that? People have done that for centuries. They work on God. Oh, God, send the healing. God, heal us. Please heal us. If it's your will. And begging and working on God, if we could talk Him into healing. Well, let's work in on the sending in. There's nothing wrong with the sending in. And people haven't worked on the receiving in. That'd be like me, you know, trying to pick up a radio station in my car. And I can't pick it up. So the first thing I do is call the radio station and say, what's wrong with y'all station? They say, not a thing. We're broadcasting 100,000 watts. No, you're not, because I'm not getting it. Huh? It's all up to y'all now. Y'all going to send me a signal? No, they said, we're sending a signal 24 hours a day. No, you're not, because I'm not getting it. Well, there's nothing wrong with the sending in. Amen. The challenge and the difficulties in the receiving in. Amen. Receiving. That's why we're calling this receiving healing and ministering healing. Both sides of it. So let's back up and begin to look at this as we do, verse at a time. Luke 17:11. It came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. So he's traveling, he's going to his destination is Jerusalem. And he's going through these different towns and villages. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. So he's not having a meeting. He's not teaching and preaching. He's traveling. Right? And it didn't say it was a big town. It was a village. But these 10 men met him. And yelled at him from a distance. Other translations say, 10 men came toward him, and at a distance, they called across to him. They stood afar off, it said. Well, the reason they stood afar off is because of their condition. Lepers. Lepers. Now, there are whole chapters in the law written about the diagnosing and dealing with leprosy. There are modern day cases of leprosy. Depending on what you're talking about, it's not all the same thing. What was called leprosy then, what's called leprosy now, there could be big differences in it. We know this for sure. This condition was considered by most terminal, a death sentence. And even if not an immediate death sentence physically, it was an immediate death sentence socially. Socially. And the Bible tells you, can read about it particularly in Leviticus chapters 13 and 14 and other places, that the priests were taught of God how to identify this dreaded disease. And it involved lesions in the skin, sores. And they were, we'd probably call them malignancies today. I mean, they went deep into the tissue, and it was an awful thing. And some scholars bring out that it was it had a paralyzing and desensitizing effect on the flesh and the muscles. And there are even modern cases of what is called leprosy. One fellow described it. I read some things about it. He said these people in this modern leprosy colony, leper colony, that they would lose, the skin would just slough and decay. And one of the bigger problems was losing nerve sensitivity. And have a limb or a hand or a foot absolutely with no feeling in it. He described cases where people would step off of a step or something and roll their foot and break an ankle and walk on it for days. Couldn't even feel it. People cooking and burning themselves terribly, didn't even know it. But suffice to say, it's an awful thing. And how many know, not of God? I said, not of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Ten Lepers, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1024. That's R-1024. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me the victory.